Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
You know, it's Friday. Last day in the month of May. June around the corner. What happens in June? What happens in June? Around the 20th of June. Joey, your birthday's in the month of June. And it was 21st. A really nice event going on down in the bayou. We'll talk a little bit about that at 12:45. Some other thing. Oh, that's right. Vinny's 1 year anniversary party. That's in June. Oh, yeah. The NBA draft. The countdown is on. Joey. Jordan. What, if we count today, is it 20 or 21 days until 20, Zion? 21. How do we do this? I've always wondered how that 20. Works, right? So like June 20th. So is it 21 days or is it 20 days? Like, do you count today or do you not count today?
20.
You're going with 20 days? See, I'm going with 21 days.
You're a joke.
I'm a joke?
I thought you liked even numbers.
I do like even numbers, but I'm just saying, I mean, that has nothing to do with even numbers or non-even numbers. I'm just what it is anyway. The countdown is on. And of course, obviously June and July, a lot of people start taking their vacations. The beaches, the works. You can always tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Nah, I know. Tune in radio as well. You can take us if you want to listen to us on the beach. If you have your tootsies in the sand, having a nice beverage with the lime on top, you can still listen to the very latest because we have OTAs this week. We can talk about OTAs next week. Mini camp the week after that. Then, of course, leading into the NBA draft. So all of June, we will have plenty of information, possible trades, possible staying put, possible everything, free agency into July. So if you're out and about, you're vacation, but you still want to keep in touch, Tune In Radio, an absolutely free app. You can still stay in touch with The Hangover. And, of course, Joey and Jordan, the podcast that we post each and every day if you want to catch up and look at it as well. All right, let's officially welcome you to the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
And there we go. Nothing like having a little Rebecca Black, Jordan the intern, and Joey to welcome you officially to the weekend. It's Gus Kattengill, everybody. Welcome and thank you for joining us each and every weekday. We got you from 12 to 3 off the bench from 7 to 9. To get Pat 40, I know they got another Yahoo guy, Dan Wetzel. I know they're trying to go get Pat 40. I do want to know, what exactly does Pat 40 mean, Joey, when he goes, because Louisiana? What, look. It's sort of like the Seinfeld episode, you know, where the Jewish doctor can make, the dentist becomes all these different things so he can make fun of all the different people. Louisianians can rip on Louisianians, I get that. But, Pat, what exactly does because Louisiana mean when referencing Will Wade in the situation of the governor? Which, by the way, if he read the article, the governor actually says he supports the fact that, you know, he held Will Wade out until you figured out what was going on and everything, but, you know what I'm talking about, Joey? The article that he wrote back on Tuesday, the column. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's gotten some news. But I'm just wondering. I know they had Dan Wetzel on this morning. Anyway, off the bench, 7 to 9, Matt Moscona, 3 to 6, and of course us, 12 to 3, mixed in with a little dash of the Lebatard show and such. So that's what it's like. But yeah, I mean, if you want to chime in on that, I'd love to get your opinion on that. I finished the sentence. Honestly, because Louisiana, what does that mean to you? What does because Louisiana mean? I'd love to know. What does it mean to you, because Louisiana? I can throw in a bunch. But again, I'm from here. I was born here. Because Louisiana. Anyway, we could have a little fun with that. Plenty to get into. NBA Finals, that took place last night, game number one. Is this good for the league? Do you like this? Raptors win, pretty remarkable, the game that it was, 118-109, the final. And I'm sure, Jordan, your story of game one is the kerfuffle, or as one reporter called it, the scuffle. What a joke. Listen to this after the game. Okay, so after the game ends. Warriors are walking off the court, and your guy, Jordan, your guy, Jordan, Sir Drake-a-lot. Does Drake have a last name, by the way? What is his last name?
I don't know.
It's just Drake. You don't know. He's your guy. You don't know his last name.
Honestly, don't.
Fantastic. Anyway, he decided to have some parting words. Would that be the best way to bleep bleep your trash to Draymond Green? I mean, he had some parting words in Draymond, you know, but this is how it was characterized. And again, I'm only going on this to start because apparently to some people, this was the story of game one. Not the fact the Raptors won, not the crowd, not the atmosphere. No, no, no. It was the word exchange. I kid you not. It was a top story in the upper right hand corner at ESPN.com. Listen to the question. Is this Rachel Nichols? I think so.
Hey, Draymond. Just wanted you to talk a little bit about that post-game scuffle between you and Drake.
You got a question about basketball? It wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him and he didn't push me. We talked. We barked a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that a scuffle. Not really what I personally would consider a scuffle.
What kind of question is that? What about the scuffle? What scuffle? I mean, Draymond Green is known for, you know, kicking the unmentionables, a little jab here, little elbow dislocate. He's just walking to his locker room. Drake started yapping at him. He looked back and yapped back. And he said, "You try." It's not a scuffle. But do you see why some people like go the media? I mean, this is why. Why is that even a question post-game? Is that something you would ask? Is that something you would ask? Is that you? Is that what you do? Because I don't get it. I honestly don't. The reasoning behind going, hey, you and Drake, what y'all talk about? Like, I don't care. Do you?
Yeah.
You care. You care what Draymond Green and Adam Silver,
when I'm scrolling through Twitter, I see all of the ESPN tweets saying, yeah. Oh, Drake covered up his tattoos of 35 and 30 of Curry and Durant last night. And then it's Drake putting out these lyrics in his songs.
He has tattoos of Curry and...
Well, it's 30 and 35.
The numbers?
So you know why he was wearing that little Nike band?
Again, this is why I have feelings the way I do about him. He's Mr. Bandwagon himself.
He covered it up though.
Oh, so that just that disregards it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I don't care. Like this is such a non-story to me. I could care less. I actually do care that Adam Silver for Brian Windhorst had a talk with Draymond Green. I mean with Drake and said, "Hey, be a fan all you want. You can't go touching the coaches." That's a very clear line. Again, best commissioner in sports. Did it right way. Didn't bother him. Said, "Look, we get you an ambassador. You got to abide by the same rules as any other person that sits courtside. Can't go on the court. You can't massage the head coach." Why are you shaking your head?
I think massaging the head coach is okay.
You think it's okay?
Yeah.
You're a joke.
If the coach isn't saying anything, then it's fine.
He didn't know. He didn't have a chance. He didn't know.
He didn't turn back and say, "Get off me."
No. Well, he didn't know what was going on. Anyway. But that's the story, apparently. Scuffle. I mean, I love Draymond's response. What are you talking about?
Drake's the seventh
what
man.
What scuffle? Anyway. You did have the win, though, in there. We'll hear more about this. And we'll talk a little bit more about it here as well. 105, Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. We'll touch on Pels, but we'll talk a little NBA Finals game number one. What you thought of that? Look, the Raptors, which we've been saying, it's why I think they got past Milwaukee. You saw experience there.
You saw a team that came out and played. And again, it's so funny, and I'm not going to be national media guy that goes, you know, one day after the game, uh-oh, Warriors have no. What you saw was a team that had to play fantastic basketball the entire time to win. And still the Warriors were within earshot most of the night. That's what's remarkable about, and that's why it's so hard to beat Golden State. You got to beat them four times. You got to do that four times. Siakam, Pascal Siakam, 32 career playoff points, career high. He's got to knock down. Gasol's knocking down threes. Siakam's knocking down threes. I thought, to me, your opinions could be the same, can differ. I saw Golden State, the layoff hurt him a bit. You heard Draymond Green afterwards talk about conditioning. I by no means think that this series is over. You had to, if you wanted to be Toronto to make this a series, you had to win game one. Draymond Green.
Number one, we got a little conditioning back. start that game, it was a bit rough after 9-10 days off. But, you know, I think we just got a better feel for them. Like I said, this is a team that we really haven't played. The first time we played them, Steph or I myself didn't play. Second time we played them, Kawhi didn't play. Like, so this is essentially our first time playing this team. Now that we got a feel for them, we got a tape to watch, you know, we know what we can do better. I like where we're at, especially, like I said, the way the game went tonight, we always had a chance, and we didn't play very well at all. So, you know, you leave this game feeling as good as you possibly can feel, knowing that, yeah, we lost, but we, you know, I think we figured some things out, and you know, we'll be better next game.
I agree. Game two will be on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, game two Sunday night. Again, I think if you're the Warriors, you're fine, believe me. But it is funny to listen this morning. You know, I knew it, the Raptors. No, stop it. I couldn't get anybody to say it. I thought six. I still think six. But look, you definitely saw a little bit of that. KD, the latest, Iguodala got injured. Now, if the injuries keep piling up, it could be a problem for Golden State. I also want your opinions later on in the show about this. Jordan's guy, right there, right next to Drake.
Boogie. That's what I was about to say.
I think Boogie hurt them.
Boogie put up some monster points.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Monster points.
8 minutes.
Uh-huh.
6 points in those 8 minutes.
There it is. 6 points.
One rebound.
For Boogie. And I'm going
to... zero rebounds.
Yeah, exactly. Can I attach something else to that stat line? An L. Because I think Boogie hurt them. Fair or not fair? If you watch the game, do you think DeMarcus Cousins actually helped them? And by the way, you're wrong. He had 3 points. 3 points in 8 minutes. 0 for 2 from the field.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at the wrong.
Yeah, exactly. He had 3 free throws. No rebounds. He did have 2 assists. He did have 2 steals and a turnover. I think and it's crazy because it's only 8 minutes, but it felt like he was out there an eternity. And it felt like when he was out there, the team just didn't run. I think that's about as much Boogie as the Warriors. Now again, I get he's coming off of injury. He hadn't had conditioning, but that's if I'm Steve Kerr, that's his max minutes. Unless he drastically improves in the next couple of days.
I mean, Draymond said it the best. He basically was just thrown out into the water to either sink or swim.
I hear you, but
I mean, he's sinking every time. If you're going to just get thrown in the this is his first playoff. Playoff appearance.
Congratulations, Boogie. Now have a seat and watch the series.
And he's getting thrown into the NBA Finals.
Yep. Well, wow.
Hey,
backing up Boogie, huh?
No. How's that 40 mil taste now?
No. Whoa. Whoa.
Have fun with your 1 mil.
Whoa.
Or your 2 mil.
Whoa.
Could have had 40 million.
Okay, let me tell you yes. Storyline A, Raptors win. We can talk about the game here, and we will. But you know what stood out to me before we hit our first break? What stood out to me, guys, was Toronto. And what I mean by that, we talked about it yesterday on the show. Joey, Jordan, and listeners, 7 a.m., 6:30, people at 4. I kept reading some articles trying to enter Jurassic Park. Now, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, didn't look at the finals, have no clue. I'm not talking about the movie. Movie's great, the first one. But Jurassic Park is a watch viewing area. sort of like, Joey, you remember in Cleveland, not everybody could get into the queue during the finals. So they had that little area set up outside the stage, big old screens, fenced in, sell beverages and food, and you can watch the game right next to the arena, still be in the atmosphere. They call it Jurassic Park. They're the Raptors. I love it. I think it's fantastic. So I heard Golic this morning say it, and I'm like, wait a minute, I got to go fact check. So I went online.
The things that they did.
And their local paper, you scroll down. They had, because Golic this morning, I mean, Wingo this morning said there were 29 Jurassic Park style things throughout the city, viewing areas. That's right. I just said that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they had these mechanical raptors around the the Jurassic Park viewing area. So they had like people like controlling them with like remotes.
Okay.
And they were walking around just like screaming or like
I saw an article this morning that estimated somewhere around 300,000 people watched the game outside in and around the area. Like Metairie, I'm just trying to make it to where we can understand it. Kenner had a viewing, Mandeville had a viewing party, Slidell had a view. So areas around Toronto, the suburbs, the areas around it. I just want you to think about that for a second. 300, not in their homes, out and about. That's incredible. First time ever the finals have been played north of the border. And it was so cool. I'm just going to quickly run down some of the things that they had, right? So, Mississauga Celebration Square, dubbed Jurassic Park West, 30,000 capacity. They had a viewing area there. The Brampton Garden Square, 20-foot-4 outdoor screen, dubbed Temporary Jurassic Square, the mayor tweeted. Then the Burlington Civic Square, Burlassic Park. Huh? You like that?
I like that one.
Yeah, you like that? Just south of City Hall on Brant Street, there was a viewing party there. In Vaughan, there's another one at the community centers. And it's 9 community centers. Where are we going to have it? 33 theaters across the country. Free. Viewing. You can go into the theater. 33 theaters were showing it. In Pickering, Jurassic East set up a 10x14 square at the recreation complex. Another recreation complex in Whitby. Fans were asked to bring a lawn chair, view the game on a large outdoor screen. In Ajax, game 2 is going to be shown, Pat Barley Square there. In Newmarket, fans will be able to watch all the games on the big screens outdoors. Admission is free. They're calling it Jurassic Commons. It's on the Riverwalk Commons. It's incredible. Like, they're so into it. That's so cool. And that's why I keep saying, and I think this organization sort of sees that and understands it. They dropped the ball. They did. And I've said that. They dropped the ball with AD, and AD dropped the ball not realizing it. Whether it's his agent, whether it's him. You could be a global brand. Global brand in the NBA. And it was interesting, there was, and I gotta find the sound for you, but there was sort of a little kind of chat. Jay Williams was a part of it. And one of the people that were, their fans were asking, do you need to be in a bigger market to have your big brand? And this executive of the NBA said, name one New York athlete right now that is a global brand. I mean, the closest one is Aaron Judge, and I wouldn't call him a global brand. Exactly. Period. End of story. That's New York. Seriously, think about it right now. In New York, name one athlete that you would say has a global brand. Not local, not Northeast, not even American. Global brand. Bingo.
I mean, the only one in L.A. or, well, LeBron.
LeBron. But he bought
but also,
it there, right?
Ibrahimovic.
Who?
Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, the soccer guy. Yeah. Right, but again.
There's only a hand.
He brought it there, and his brand started overseas. Right. LeBron's brand started outside of L.A.
There's not that many if you think about it.
No.
Throughout the country.
Exactly. And that's my point, though. But that's something that you wonder if Zion, if he can be the guy that I think a lot of people feel he can be. But that's my point. That's incredible. 300,000 people watching the game outside that couldn't get inside the arena. Like, I'm trying to think, would there be 300,000 Saints fans watching the, was there 300,000 Saints fans outside of the NFC Championship game? Watching things outside? I don't even think there were really watch parties like that in the square. Like over by City Hall, or just imagine next to the aquarium they watch games. It's crazy when you think about it. Sports Hangover Hour Number 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Long distance call,
I got today. She sounded... Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between, because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Visit Home A Tractor today, your locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, obviously, I kind of get an idea, Jordan, the intern, what you must feel like each and every day sitting next to me, being starstruck, understanding just how lucky you are to be next to a salsa celebrity like myself. I do. No, me. Don't point at yourself, me. Because now that we bring in a real star, Joey.
Oh, hang on. We got to get an intro.
We got an intro? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, wow. That's appropriate. Here we go. Violins. One more. Ladies and gentlemen. Not only Sports Hangover and also LSU Sports Radio Network, but now NFL Network's Marlon Favorite. Marlon, how are you?
Gus, man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Thankful for you guys taking time out y'all there and talking to you, boy. But that intro, man, Jordan, that had to have Joey's idea. That was you and Joey on that one.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, I'm a little nervous. I got butterflies in my stomach. It's not every day I get to, you know, talk to a big guest like this. And, you know, here I see right here, you were asked, what will the Saints offense look like in 2019? Here it is from the NFL Network. Pretty incredible, Marlon.
More, you've got Latavius Murray coming in to back up Alvin Kamara, and Jared Cook, a new addition for Drew Brees at the tight end position.
Let's see what he says here, Jordan.
What do you expect the Saints offense to look like in 2019?
Don't blow it, Marlon.
The 504, you heard me? off top, man, I think they definitely added some more icing on the cake. And I'll start with Jared Cook.
Okay.
the last time we've seen a tight end this explosive and this versatile.
I know what you're going to say.
Jimmy Graham.
Okay. Hello,
and that's
somebody.
What you have here. I know that's why Coach Sean Payton is super excited about him. They added some great additions. But me being a big guy, you know, the interior guys, I like to take it inside the trenches.
There it is. Okay? Yeah,
so taking it inside the trenches, and I actually called this about 30 minutes before he was drafted, Eric McCoy. I do think he's a rookie that comes in to make an immediate impact. They did get Nick Easton, right? But I think that's more insurance. I think you'll see him probably rotated in a little bit at guard, maybe a little bit at center. But McCoy, cool fact, 38 games, gave up one sack.
Oof,
so
that'll work.
That's an upgrade if you ask me.
Okay.
Not saying Max Unger, look, again, you want your center's the linebacker of the O-line. So he's calling all, pointing out the Mike linebacker and all of those things that's necessary for the quarterback. So if this kid here can come in and develop.
With already mature, a very good team.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Another SEC cat, man. He's ready to roll.
He gave us a little bit of a shout out. He said, I called it 30 minutes before he was drafted.
Yeah, he did. He didn't exactly say he was on our show, yeah. But Marlon, you're getting closer. Cause you're getting closer. Good job, Marlon. Dude, it's awesome, man. Talking Saints on the NFL Network. I love the tie today. You didn't go with Falcon Red. So you actually have a little gold in there for LSU and gold for the Saints. You did a good job, Marlon.
Absolutely, man. You know, we gumble, right? So we got to mix it all together. And I was really about to say the sports hangover, but mm-hmm. I heard someone in my ear, for sure. But no, real story. When we were doing the draft night, I remember sitting next to you and Jordan, and we were talking about this. And I said, man, Jordan, Eric McCoy, I'm thinking about it. I think they're gonna roll with him.
Yeah, no, you did.
They got him.
You did. You did, that is for sure. Marlon, I want to ask you, obviously, about the what's going on at OTAs right now. We're going to talk with Sean Fazan coming up at 1:15. And again, it's, you know, there's no pads, there's no contact yet, there's no games, but we can only evaluate like the coaches are right now, what we see with our eyes, and then they can do a little deeper evaluation with what they see on film. To me right now, two OTA viewings, one rookie minicamp. I got to tell you, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is just standing out to me, especially being a rookie. Kind of seems like one of those guys in line of a Kamara and Lattimore in terms of this, that he doesn't look like a rookie. That's all I mean by that. I don't know what he's going to do this year, how they're going to use him. But last year, you know, yesterday, Jordan says, look, they're using him in pressure, comes in and gets a sack. I seen him cut off routes. I saw him in the special teams drills, showing the athleticism and ability to really knock the ball down inside the five, and it just look effortless. You know, not like it's you know, he's trying to be the Matrix or something. I don't know, man, where it goes like that, but is that where we're going in today's NFL, where you get a guy on the defensive side that can do multiple things and may play multiple positions, almost like the NBA where it's positionless basketball, with the offense doing so much in the NFL right now? Do you need guys like maybe him that can just kind of rove around?
You do, man. And I really want to tilt my hat to the Saints front office, man, just on a great job at scouting and making sure to get the best value for bang for your buck. So, man, shout out to, you know, Jeff Ireland and you know, Mickey Staff in that regard, because you have a first, maybe late second round, I mean, early second round talent. And Gardner, you know, with the LSU Sports Network, you mentioned covering Florida LSU game, you know, how active he is, how he can play in the box, not only play in the box, but cover over the top. And SEC guys translate over well to the NFL. It's an automatic thing. Patrick Peterson, every year he's been in the NFL, he's gone to the Pro Bowl. So at those skill positions, because of the talent, the receiving corps like at LSU, with Jamar Chase and that crew over there, you have to be able to do that well. So he's someone, again, good job getting him in. I can't wait to check him out next Wednesday for OTAs. I'm going to definitely look at the D-line and O-line for sure, Gus. Yeah, Jordan, you know how we do it when we go to the Saints facility. I'd love to check out the line, but I definitely have to take a peek at the DBs to see him, man. I think he's going to be pretty good on this level for sure.
You know, Marlon, along those lines, I'll give you some homework when you sit down with us on Wednesday and actually look at the practice. Malcolm Brown was in there next to David Onyemata yesterday, and it was a run period, right, where it was just the linebackers, D-line versus O-line, quarterback, and a running back. And the guys up front, it was Davenport and Jordan on the edge. And then you had Anyamata and Brown, one of the free agent acquisitions in there. That's kind of what we assumed and thought, right? And you throw in Edwards, he'll be a guy that kind of rotates in there as well.
Sure, sure, no doubt. To be able to again, rotate in there, add rotation, add depth, and, you know, get those looks. And that's going to be huge, Gus, especially in these next few weeks. And then they'll come back for training camp and be able to take a closer look at those things and see who can contribute and how.
So, Marlon, one of the things obviously we'll be focusing on over the next couple of weeks is the Saints, but obviously you're at the NFL Network, not just to talk about the black and gold. Any inkling whatsoever? We're still waiting, right? I mean, the visit with the Panthers, you had Gerald McCoy. I was talking about it with a couple of guys yesterday at practice. It's the price tag, huh? You think it comes down to who ponies up the most?
That's what it's going to come down to, man. And what we feel over here at the network is the Browns. It's an obvious deal. I mean, you look at the Ravens, I don't think that's the best fit per se. I don't know if the money difference will be there. And then there's the Panthers. They do, you know, you have Short. He's already there. He's a dominant guy inside. Do you need another dominant interior lineman? It would be good, and it would be a decent scenario. So we'll be paying close attention to this. We come on here in a few hours of 6 p.m. back our time. So hopefully we'll have an answer by then. But I think the biggest thing more than anything else, Gus, is what's the best fit and who could put up the money. And I think that Fred Kitchens team over there, man, I think he'll be a good fit on that defensive line. So if I had to pick one, I would say the Browns, but a competing spot, probably Carolina because of the fit and possible cash.
All right, look, we just need you to be safe and healthy. Injuries right now, OTAs getting hit by a lot of big teams, including now the Packers. Coach Matt LaFleur tore his Achilles playing basketball on the basketball court inside the Packers headquarters. He's going to have surgery actually next week. So, Marlon, I know you're enjoying, you know, being out there, Beverly Hills, shopping, maybe the beach. Just be careful, man. I mean, I guess you can still do your set stuff with the torn Achilles, but we got to make sure you're healthy now, okay?
Hey, man, got to stay healthy. I did my little morning jog on the treadmill, hit the little weights a little bit. You know, he's walking up hills a little different, man. You know, we flatlands out of bayou, brother. So this not us, you know. So, but no, man, in all seriousness, man, Gus, thank you, man, and you know, blessing me with the opportunity to come on your show weekly, man, to work on the craft. Because, you know, one thing, reputation, you know, repeating is the father of learning. So, you know, to be able to come on the Sports Hangover every week is a blessing, man. And I'm, you know, forever thankful to y'all,
man, look,
over there, you did.
Well, we're proud of you, dude. We love seeing you on the NFL Network. Again, go check out Marlon. Go channel surf. 6 p.m. You'll see Marlon out there doing his thing, man. Safe travels back, dude. Can't wait to see you next week.
Hello, somebody. Talk to me now.
There it is. He got the inside the trenches on national TV, Jordan.
I know.
He did. We'll work on the Sports Hangover part, but I mean, you know. Well, look.
Maybe he could bring us out to California one time.
Joey, I'm shocked it only took till Friday for you to ask if you could be a part of his ride. It's no one rides coattails better than you.
I don't have to be in the shot. I get to be.
Jock's at the Sweet 16. You want to go with him. Anybody goes and covers something, you want to be taken along. Raphael, can you go to Vegas with him? It's unbelievable.
Sharif, I think.
Sharif, that's right.
I think that was for the Final Four.
Yeah, when they Final went, Four, yes. you wanted to go there as well. I mean, it's incredible. Anything that anybody goes and does, you want to tag
the
along.
The lottery,
yes.
I wish I was at the lottery.
You already want to go to the draft.
We're going to the draft.
Are we going to the draft?
Yes.
Isn't it going to be better to be partying here on draft night?
Maybe.
Exactly.
Everybody's moving to something. Pretty soon I'm going to see Jordan on an episode of Cops.
Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, next on ESPN New Orleans.
Home & Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home of Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge for the exact same high-speed networks. It's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
There are over 9 billion animals raised on farms and ranches across the country each year. For far too long, those animals were not afforded protections to ensure their humane treatment and care. Luckily, times have changed, and more and more farmers are raising their animals in accordance with American Humane's ethical and science-based standards. American Humane is this country's first national humane organization, and is committed to working with farmers to offer ethically driven consumers humanely raised products. The next time you're in the grocery store, be sure to choose products that are American Humane certified. The purchasing decisions you make each week can positively impact the lives of billions of animals on our nation's farms and ranches. Live better, live healthy, be humane. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
A lush green lawn is like a fresh green salad to insects. Unless you use Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at just $9.97. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and prevents new ones from coming back for 3 months without harming the lawn. Keep your lawn off the menu this summer. Today is the day for doing. With Roundup Bug Destroyer, just $9.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Senor Vegas at VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow Rafael Esparza. Joins us on Fridays and occasionally other days of the week when big things take place. Rafael, lots to talk about. Game one of the NBA Finals, we'll address that. OTAs continue. If the odds change, probably not. But we'll start with what apparently is up Jordan's crawl right now.
The spelling bee.
Uh-huh.
So, like, why is there 8 winners?
Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm happy for all the kids. I didn't want to see any of them get it wrong.
That's not what you texted me last night. You're a little upset by it.
Yeah,
eight-way tie.
8 winners.
Yeah.
Is there 8 winners for the Super Bowl? Is there 8 winners for the NBA Finals?
Wow.
Is there 8 winners for the U.S. Open?
Rafael, what do you have to say to Mr. Curmudgeon here?
So I guess that since you boycotted Super Bowl, you boycotting the spelling bee next year? Is that what that sounds like I'm hearing? But if there's 8 winners, because I think that we would still be going on today. I'm the only one that should be upset. I had a refund every ticket we booked.
Oh.
I'm telling you, we couldn't pay out anybody.
So exactly. Put them on a shot clock or something.
A shot clock.
Yeah, 20 seconds instead of 2 minutes, and say you can't ask any questions.
People kept spelling words you'll never even know the definition for.
I understand. I understand that.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No. And kudos to them. But put them on a 20. If it's time constraint wise, put them on a 20-second shot clock, and then say.
I think they do have a time limit, don't they, Rafael?
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes.
A 2 minute clock. But let's give some praise that the female Alabama girl that actually got a call part of that 50 G's that she's going to get. Let's give her some praise. I know she's from Alabama. We don't like to talk about them just because of Alabama. But I got to give her some props for being one of those final 8.
There you go. So I did want to know, Rafael, did you You can't cash out because no one won.
I've always wondered
if there's a tie, it's like a push then, huh?
Yeah, it was, just everyone got their money back. So everyone got some scrap paper or they get it. But some people were sweating action, I'm sure. But once those eight fellas were in there, had a lot of tweets and emails saying, how come I didn't win? I picked mail. There was all these mails in there.
I picked mail.
If I picked all eight correct, all eight spellers, how much would I have won?
We didn't have it. We didn't have which speller was going to win it all. So we just had prop bets because there were just too many contestants.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Plus, there could be eight winners.
It's ridiculous. You. Anyway, let's talk about game one.
Boycott it next year.
That's terrible. You want to boycott the spelling?
No, I'm going to watch it.
It's ridiculous.
They've got to change up some rules.
Let's talk about about NBA Finals game number one. Look, I opened up the show with the 300,000 people was the estimate of people watching the game outside on big screens all over the country. 33 theaters across Canada in the Toronto area were showing it. Jurassic's everywhere, Jurassic Park, Jurassic East, Jurassic Park, you name it. I think it helped. And even still, Toronto had to play darn near perfect to beat Golden State. It didn't really change, I think, my opinion. I have Golden State in six. Did anything change odds based off of yesterday for you?
I mean, it just shortened them. We still had the Warriors to win the NBA Finals after losing game one. They're minus 150. I think the first two halves, that's the first half, we saw some rust on Golden State. It looks like they haven't played in like months. I mean, some bad passing, turnovers, missed opportunities on fast break points. So that to me, I saw rust in the first half. I think Boogie will be better. I think the bench will be better. The only thing that scares me, I think we all agree KD will probably be back maybe games three and four. But if Iguodala's out for any significant time in this series, I think that could really hurt them more than anything. If Durant comes back, let me know how Iggy's doing, because that could be a big factor. But nothing really shocks me. I think Golden State wins game two.
Okay. All right. So you think it's I do, too. I think you saw the layoff. You'll see some adjustments made. And, again, even still by that, they were still within earshot. And, I mean, Siakam had to have 32 points. You have Gasol dropping threes. All of that has to take place. And that just goes to show you just how good they sort of are. What are your odds that Kevin Durant's seen in the finals?
What I'm hearing, he's definitely not playing for game two. I would be shocked if he plays for game two. What I'm hearing, they're shooting for game four. Game three would be a huge plus, backflips and shock. I heard that they're shooting for game four for when he comes back.
Okay.
Which is what, like four, but what's like 2 months from now? Because the amount of days off they have in the NBA Finals, it's like 2 months from game four.
Yeah, I want to say, what, Sunday's game two, and then it's Wednesday game three?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty.
And then I think 4th of July is game four.
It's not that far. Come on. 4th of July.
Let's be watching the hot dog eating contest during game four.
Do we have game two of the Bruins and Blues?
Game three is we're going back to St. Louis. And St. Louis tied it up with a slap shot. Give me your thoughts on that game that happened on Wednesday night.
What are you talking about?
You said the Bruins.
Yeah. We haven't played game two yet.
Yeah, we have.
We have?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
So, yeah. No, that was the one with the slap shot and OT.
Oh, that's right. They tied it up. Yes, that's right. Never mind. Monday was game one. Yes. All right. Yes. Going back to St. Louis, how do you see game three? Thank you, Jordan.
First of all, you could tell Gus is an ESPN employee on his coverage of the NHL Stanley Cup.
I forgot it was even Friday. Every day goes, every day just blends with me, so.
I mean, that was a big win for St. Louis. Now they come back even up. But that suspension, which is a very bad suspension for St. Louis, is going to hurt them shorthanded. Their bench is going to be shortened. I think this goes back to Boston tied 2-2. I mean, I think we're going to see in St. Louis. I think St. Louis wins game three. I think Boston wins game four. Or we're not shocked that's what happened. And we're going to see a Stanley Cup go to seven games. I have going seven games, and I have Boston winning.
Game three tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, NBC Sports Network. I like it. I think it, look, I think the first two games have been fantastic. Did you think they were this evenly matched?
I didn't think so, especially when St. Louis scored quickly in game one, 2-0, and then game two. I mean, if you had the over at 5.5, you're like, yes, it's 2-2 in the first period. I don't have to watch the game anymore. I'm going to cash my ticket. And it's an overtime game, 3-2. I feel bad for those people who bet the over at 5.5. But no, I'm just a little bit shocked on how well St. Louis is talking, especially after Boston pretty much outplayed them all through the second period and third period in game one, how St. Louis came back and won that game in overtime in game two.
Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, likes to make bets, likes to do the prop bets and all that stuff. So how about this? It just came out. The SEC has lifted the ban on stadium-wide alcohol sales with restrictions, probably like, you know, up until the end of the third quarter, whatever it is. The effective date is August 1st. Rafael, I don't know if you've done this yet because it just happened. What about putting out a list? I think we can have some fun with this. What stadium or fan base do you think this will affect the most?
LSU, Alabama.
We can look at different ways. Like, where do you think it's going to be worst now as a visiting fan to go see? Or where do you think the sales will be the greatest? Which SEC team's stadium will have the greater amount of alcohol sales? Well, those could be some good prop bets. What would be your top three you think off the top of your head?
Florida, Georgia has to be probably up there. I would say Saturday night, Baton Rouge, LSU versus Alabama. I think the kegs would be dry by kickoff. So I think that would have to be up there. Alabama, Auburn, I'm sure that game will be significant. I know I'm missing a lot of the other SEC schools, but maybe Mississippi State. But I would have to give those three at games. Florida, Georgia will probably be my number one. I've been to that game in Jacksonville, and it's just crazy. So I'll have to put that as my number one, even though I don't root for anybody in those teams.
It is called the greatest cocktail party, so I mean, it is kind of by its nickname. I hear you, but anyway, so yeah, you'll be able to have beverages over at the
NSCC Stadium. I have not had a cocktail at a sporting event since. Wow, probably maybe my after my senior year in high school.
That long ago, huh?
Because I work when I'm there. I can't have a cocktail.
I thought you were going to give me the other excuse because they're so expensive. I mean, cause that's the thing. It's like that's not going to help me at all. I mean, it's actually going to make more. I can't afford them. I mean, I'm good for maybe one or two tops. I am definitely a pre-gamer because I cannot afford in-stadium alcohol sales.
I agree. They're pretty high. And SEC schools, I think they're going to be really, really high now that this rule passed up.
Oh, yeah.
I would say start collecting cans and bottle tops and start cashing them in before you go to the game.
There it is. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports. The way to follow him over on Twitter. We'll talk again next week. Unfortunately, I did not get to ask you questions about OTA. I know you love talking about that. If you want, I can get your credential next Wednesday if you want to come with us and watch practice Wednesday, if you like.
Hey. Maybe because I'm really angry right now. Robert Pattinson's going to be the new Batman. If you had him, he was 6.5 to 1 to be the next Batman. I'm really upset at that choice of who's going to be the next Batman.
Robert Pattinson. Okay.
I didn't even know there was a new Batman coming out.
Yeah, I didn't even. Yeah.
I did.
You guys need to stop
that's,
watching.
That's the dude from the vampire movie that all the teenagers liked.
Twilight?
Yes. Yes, that's the new Batman. I guess they're going for the younger crowd, Jordan. They're going for your 16-year-old bride.
Jeez.
That's where they're going. Rafael, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
There he is.
So I did find
kind
of the barriers with the SEC and the alcohol. It will end in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Sold. That's what I'm saying. Robert Pattinson, more of the Joker, huh? I could see him playing either the Joker or, like, the Riddler.
Or someone that's dead.
I don't know, Batman? I don't know. I could be wrong. I mean, that's...
It's going to be hard to replace.
Yeah, but see, that's the other thing, too. I mean, I guess he has to throw his voice that way.
What do you mean?
Who was your favorite Batman in the movies?
I just know him.
I liked Christian Bale. I honestly did.
I don't recognize him as that. I just recognize
him. You like Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
As Doc Holliday.
Who was the worst? Can we all agree who's the worst?
The one in the pajamas, basically.
The one in a pajama. You talking about the original?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Adam West.
Come on, the original. You can't do that. You can't,
dude. You Adam West.
You can't. You can't say the original Batman. He's was
dead,
the worst.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's talk about the movies. The movies, Batman. Who?
Michael
who's the
Keaton.
Worst? Let's do this. Let's
Michael
have fun.
Keaton.
Tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Who would you say is the best Batman of the movies? Who would you say is the worst Batman in the movies? My best would be Bale. Michael Keaton was not a good Batman for me. I would say I'd put him down there at 5.
I just recognize him as Batman.
Michael Keaton?
Any of them.
Really?
They're just all Batman.
Yeah. Was Clooney? Clooney wasn't too bad. Yeah. Sports Hangover continues next. We'll talk about a nice event, recognizing some pretty special people next on ESPN New Orleans.
You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia in Homa. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into our new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With $2,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, 3,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 custom cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to DT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes National Military Appreciation Month, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
8 days after Hank Greenberg and the Tigers lost Game 7 of the World Series in 1940, Hank registered for the draft, the first professional baseball player to do so. Greenberg was discharged from the Army due to his age, but re-enlisted 7 weeks later after the attack on Pearl Harbor. In all, Greenberg served 47 months in the service during World War II, the longest tenure of any ball player.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and at Navy Federal Credit Union, we're celebrating with special offers on credit cards, certificates, and car loans for our members. We're also giving a special shout-out to our active duty military and veterans. Take a moment to share a thank you with our military community, and take advantage of special offers at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
All right, so the dude from the Twilight series, that's how he's a new Batman, apparently. Warner Brothers approving that. Brian Noel East chiming in. He says Keaton was his favorite Batman of the movies. The worst was George Clooney. I'm going with Bale. And my worst was Keaton. Loved it. Know what, Stan Gravois. Sorry about that, Stan. Wants to chime in here as we talk about a special event coming up on June 20th. But let's just start with that. Do you like the Batman movies? Who was your favorite Batman?
I do, and I'm with you on the Gus. It's obviously Bale for the best. The worst, I don't know, Val Kilmer. I'm not a Val Kilmer.
Okay, that's all the time we got.
That's all the time we got. Stop that. Stan's got plenty of time. I'm with you. So, yeah, so again, you know, we'll see what the new Batman does here as well. Notice, I almost think that the Ben Affleck Batman just kind of went, yeah, okay, he was Batman. No one really kind of brings him up on that. A special event, though, taking place Thursday, June 20th, hosted by the Foundation for Terrebonne General Medical Center, and it is the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about it, Stan.
Yeah, third year that this happens, Gus. Actually, it's sort of a labor of love for me. We just didn't want a lot of our past heroes from this area that performed on the sports fields, the courts, and such
to get lost in the mix. So 3 years ago, it was decided that we would induct probably about six people a year. Obviously, that number is not set in stone with us, but it has been six the last 2 years and six again this year. It's been a very, very heady thing. Obviously, from the Bayou region, you have guys that have gone on to do wonderful things in multiple sports. As a matter of fact, this morning I was talking to one of the inductees who is now 69 years old and lives out in Dallas, Texas. He's a pro bowler. So, you know, it covers the gamut of all of the traditional sports and some of those minor sports. And, again, you just mentioned it was going to be on June the 20th, or is going to be on June 20th this year. From the past, just real quickly, you have Bobby Hebert, who's in there. You have Ron Este. Those are two guys who played down at South Lafourche High School. Of course, Ron Este is also in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. You have Tommy Hodson, who played over in Central Lafourche High School and went on to obviously have a great career at LSU. Scott Sanders and Wally Whitehurst with two pitchers from the Houma Thibodaux area who went on to Major League Baseball and had terrific careers. So it's, again, a very good class. Frank Lewis from Houma here was the 15th pick in the 1971 draft by the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has a couple of rings, and he was an all-pro with the Buffalo Bills and the Steelers. So a lot of really good sports stars from our area that sometimes we kind of take for granted or we just don't remember, and we're trying to make sure that their legacy lives on.
Stan, you know, one of the things that's interesting, you're talking about just bringing to light a lot of this as well. We touch on it all the time, and I'm sure you do as well in Sports Corner, just with the amount of talent when it comes to high school football. We've seen with baseball as well, basketball, just the talent as well. It's just another way to sort of remind the youngins, like Jordan, our intern over here, about just how much talent is really here, but in specific in that part of the state.
Yeah, no doubt. And listen, my background is that I was an educator and a coach. And one, you know, toward the end of my tenure in coaching, I had another coaching friend who said, can you talk to this particular kid? I know you know the parents, and he's not real motivated to play football. And I talked to him, and he says, you know, there's really nothing out there with football. I'm not sure there's a future for me. And I mentioned a couple of guys who all went to the same high school he did. Jay Pennison, who played for the Houston Oilers, who's going to be inducted this year. Clarence Burdale, who played for the Indianapolis Colts. He was an all-pro two different seasons for the Colts. He's going to be inducted this year. And as I was going through this field with him, you can see that he didn't realize who those guys were and that there is, you know, if you work hard and you really give it all you got and some things kind of come together, I realize you have to be lucky and such. Mm-hmm. But those legacies can't be lost because they kind of set the example for these kids who are growing up now that it can happen. And that's a prime example. We have a kid here in Houma named Elijah McGuire who's playing for the New York Jets now. Yeah. And he was one of those guys who aspired and looked up to the Frank Lewis's of the world and said, if those guys can do it, I'm going to follow that path. And certainly he's doing well too. So yeah, it's just a way for them to remember and to kind of understand that it is possible. And there are people from this area who have done it for them.
Tickets for the third annual Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame are on sale. You can go online, check out the info, tgmc.com/events. You can call as well, 985-873-4603. If you forgot all those numbers already, again, tgmc.com/events is the way to do that. Stan Gravois, thank you so much, man, for joining us. Sports Corner tomorrow. Got a few things you can talk about, I'm sure.
A lot of things. We're going to have Coach Seth Thibodaux of Nickel State Colonels Baseball. That'll be a lot of fun. And I'm going to enjoy talking specifically to Lance Bledet. Lance Bledet was defensive coordinator for Brother Martin High School for the last few years. He is coming down to take over the reins at Vanderbilt Catholic, and I think he's going to bring a lot of energy, a lot of excitement to the area, so he'll be with us tomorrow. It's going to be a really good show.
Stan, what time?
We go on at 10 to 12. I couldn't tell you exactly when those coaches are going to be on, but they'll be in there somewhere. And, again, you know, it's always good to have those guys on and promote high school sports. But as we did last week, you know, we had Pete Jenkins on for quite a bit of the time that we were there. And there's a big camp coming out on here at Nicholls State University, the Louisiana Lineman Camp, and he's big with that. So it's always fun to do that show with Casey, and can't wait to get out there tomorrow to do that.
Stan, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, for sure. Hour one in the books. It's been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, leads things off next
before
on ESPN.
You go, this is the scene you should have done in Batman with Val Kilmer.
Don't any of you have the guts to pay for blood?
I'm your Huckleberry.
That would have been so cool.
Was that his best? Iceman's probably still his best role.
Always.
He's going to be in Top Gun 2.
I heard he didn't get the plane up in the air because he did gain weight.
Oh, come on.
You're daisy if you do.
I mean, there's cargo planes. That'll get him up in the air. With yeah, four engines. That's
Hercules
terrible.
Planes.
He's not that heavy.
Yeah, it's compared to what?
Sports Hangover, hour two next on ESPN New Orleans.